showed me the warmth of your embrace. You're what I needed to make me feel real again. You came and lifted me out of the place I was in. And with you, it's crazy, but oh so true, that I don't make sense without. Set me free. Though our life turns a new page, somewhere in my heart you'll always stay. If I could tear it all down, if I could start.
Yes, the Johnny Hero Show here on U105, and that was a montage of tracks from Andrew Roachford's new album, The Beautiful Moment. Andrew, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, mate.
Good. Yeah, your voice as good as ever on the album.
Thank you very much, Johnny.
Is it something you sort of really have to look after? I mean, I know it sounds like a daft question, but so many singers don't.
Yeah, it's not a daft question at all, actually. Yeah, you do. I think it's because, remember, you know, you're on stage with a band and they're all plugged into amplifiers, and there you are with your, you know, your voice as your instrument, and it's quite easy to damage. I mean, a lot of singers have blown their voices and they just disappear because they can't do it anymore. It's really easy to damage your voice.
Yeah, no, what you're doing. I remember being interviewing various bands on tour, and you're maybe sitting in the tour bus, and the guy saying, "Listen, I'm not going to speak much today." You know, and I thought, whoa, yeah, you know. But some people really, you do have to be careful, as you say. But
yeah.
Listen, all of that was the long way of saying you're sounding as good as ever, mate.
Thank you very much.
Listen, the last time we spoke, you were involved with Mike and the Mechanics. How did that all pan out? Did you enjoy that?
Ah, yes. It's actually still ongoing because I did some tours with them, like some dates with them over the summer, some festivals around Europe. And we have a great chemistry, and it's so much fun. We just got back from gigging in South Africa with them as well, where Mike has a place, and it's just been good. It's been good fun. The audiences have been amazing. Every gig's been good.
Yeah, but I suppose essentially that's someone else's project. Was it essential for you then to get back and do your own album?
Very essential, yeah. I mean, you know, as much as I do love working with Mike, I like, you know, my thing is my thing, and I have lots of ideas that I wanted to quickly get down and move on to the next album and, you know, get this one done. So it was good to finally get back in the studio, and then I'm going to be going back on the road eventually with this new album.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of singers will write in the third person, or they write, you know, they basically write about imaginary scenarios.
Mm.
Your album, having listened to it, sounds very, very personal. It sounds like you're just burying your soul here.
Yeah, I just felt that it's funny enough, that's the easiest way for me to write, is when I let what is in there come out, and rather than try to say something that I think might be cool or whatever. On this album especially, I just really thought for the flow to come through, I just be honest and be real about where I'm at now. And most of the songs are kind of about, I guess, growing up a little bit and not being afraid of things like commitment and stuff that boys, men, can be.
you know.
Oh, I definitely was, because I mean, I've been known for like not being in many long-term relationships, you know. My mum always used
you
to...
You naughty boy.
Well, yeah. My mum's always saying, you know, when are you going to settle down? And, you know, and she's, you know, and it's like, and I think maybe some part of me was probably trying to avoid that.
Listen, I was the same. I got married, but I was 38 when I got married, you know.
Yeah,
very late in the day, I suppose.
I don't think so. I think men kind of at that, until they reach late 30s and 40s, aren't really, some men are ready, but I'm being very general, are still growing up in that way.
Yeah, maybe not mature enough. Yeah.
Yeah, not mature enough. It seems really late, but that's kind of often how it is.
Yeah.
From my experience, I mean, maybe it's because a lot of friends of mine are musicians and spend their life in a bubble in a way where you're constantly touring and you kind of live a different reality. And so a lot of the musicians that friends of mine are quite ageless anyway. They kind of aren't grown up yet.
You know what it's like when you're on the road with a band or you're in a room full of musicians. It's like being back at school.
It is.
You know, like, you don't grow up.
No.
And
proper boys club.
No, but it is. No, you have a great laugh and it's great fun. But as you say, it is like a wee bubble that's totally separate from the real world.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think as well with this album, it wasn't even like a contrived thing. I just sort of allowed the songs to come through, whatever they were. I went, yeah, okay, that's nice, that's good. And it was almost like you start listening to them. And in a way, you kind of hear things. It's like a mirror that's being held up.
Mm.
And it is hard to do that because you're walking on stage and people generally outside of music don't discuss certain inner feelings, especially men, about themselves in public. And that's what kind of what you're doing with songs.
Yeah, the honesty of the whole thing, the openness really struck me. Now, one thing I did want to ask you, in some of the songs, I wasn't sure because there's maybe a Without You I'm Nothing and you keep referring to this other person and I wondered, is that a person or is Andrew speaking to God, basically? Is it about religion in some places?
Well, it's not religion, but it is a spiritual thing, as in, you know, when I think of the word love, I don't just think of romantic love. When I sing about it, I'm not just singing about sort of flowers and, you know, you know, Hollywood films, but it's also about getting to that place within yourself, you know. And God is kind of, when I think of God, but I don't think of God in the religious way. I think of God in the highest point that we can reach, and that place. And so, in a way, yes, there is a double meaning to the songs.
Yeah, because I was listening to them and I thought, I mean, I like this. To me, it was touching on faith, but it wasn't all preachy, you know.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, I grew up, initially was in the Church of England school and everything, but I'd never really, as a kid, I always felt like I had some spiritual connection with things and the world, so to speak, but not. I didn't like the doctrines of the hardcore religious fanatic or religion, you know. I just kept out of that, so I don't really belong to any religious faith in particular.
Listen, about the production of the album, it's nearly minimalistic. It's as if you've written the songs and you knew you needed to get them on an album, but you didn't want to tinker too much from what your basic concept was.
I think with me, I'm the kind of artist that, like when we play live a lot recently, the last few years I've been going out as a four-piece, and really, if it's going to work, it's going to work like that. If it can't work like that, it's not going to work. So no matter how much production you try to dress up with, it normally means that if you're trying to overdress it, something's wrong with the raw material, so to speak. And so try to make it work with as little as possible. Some of my favorite songs, like Let's Stay Together, Al Green, I always quote that because it's such a great recording and production. It's just so simple. And I listen to it and I go, that's what I want to get to, you know, where it just has that strong effect on people straight away. And yes, there's brass on it, but it's really not overdone at all.
Yeah, it was just listening to your album, I thought, whoa, you know, it might have been tempted to bring in a big array of horns or a lot of backing vocals or a big chorus there, but you didn't. And then I thought, well, if Andrew was in the studio with a guitar, that wouldn't sound too much different, you know?
No, it wouldn't. And the thing is, sometimes if you have a whole vision in your head of something and a landscape, obviously sometimes production does help. So I'm not saying that they shouldn't be there ever, but on this particular project, this album, it just didn't feel like it was going to add anything.
Yeah. Did you have anybody saying, oh, come on, jazz it up a bit. We got to have a dance mix for today's market. We need this, we need that, you know, because you're very aware of the different, you know, people who want to market your record may have different ideas, you know?
Yeah, well, you do get that here and again, because it's that big word, radio. You know, people say, well, you need songs that can get on the radio, and radio needs this and that. But you got to be very careful, because if you start making albums just to suit a format, you can lose yourself, and that's a danger. And I quite early o'clock kind of went, no, I can't do. I just got to just do what I do, and you know, if radio like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. That's fine. I will still be doing what I do, you know. But that's the best I can do. That's the strongest I can be.
Yeah. So you're never tempted to sort of have a look at today's chart and think, I could write one of those in my sleep, you know?
Oh no, that does happen. I've heard songs where, but then you know, there's some songs on the radio really ultra poppy, but you still think, yeah, that's fun. That works, and I'm not down on that. I think there's some great pop songs out there. I've always liked Rihanna's Shine Bright Like a Diamond.
Yeah.
And some people slag it off. They go, that silly voice she does. And I'm like, it's hooky and it just works and it feels good, you know? And so that's fine too. You know, I'm really open in that way. And if one of those songs comes to me, like when I wrote Cuddly Toy, I wasn't going, right, I want to write the biggest radio hit ever.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that. It just so happened it worked. So every now and again you're gonna do something that fits into a format in that way, but it's best not to dwell on that and try consciously to do that.
Yeah, well listen, thanks for speaking to us, Andrew. Is the album out now? Is it already available?
It's coming out on the 23rd.
The 23rd?
Yes,
well, I think it's a great listen. It really, really is. So
Thank you very much, sir.
A good one there, mate. Listen, thanks for taking the time to speak to us, mate, and we'll maybe speak to you again sometime, okay?
Cheers, mate, definitely.
Andrew, thank you.
Take care.